Hello, this is Dr. Evgeny Goldberg participating in that report on Susan Sargent, date of birth 10/31/1951, date of procedure May 30th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Goldberg. Referring physician is Dr. Joseph Geffen. Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsy, chemical biopsy pulsectomy, and cold snare pulsectomy. Indication is abdominal pain, comma, diarrhea, change in bowel habits with diarrhea and constipation, comma, personal history of colon polyps. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained, period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions with something that were all explained to the patient. The patient was brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in a lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care. Digital rectal exam was performed. A well-lubricated Olympus video colonoscope was introduced into the rectum and advanced into direct vision to the cecum, which was identified by the presence of the appendix or orifice, cecal valve, and complement of Foltz. Period. Careful examination was made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigmoid colon, and the rectum. Retroflex is obtained of the rectum period. Boston bowel prep was created at 7, 2, 3, 2, good prep. The patient tolerated the procedure well without any complications. Findings. There was a diminutive descending colon sessile polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive cecal sessile polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, the terminal ileum, comma, last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Comma biopsies were obtained given the history of the diarrhea. Next line, random colon biopsies were obtained in the right and left colon for further evaluation for microscopic colitis. Next line, there was a 7 millimeter ascending colon sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyp removed cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of left-sided diverticulosis coli with mild narrowing of the lumen and tortuosity. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding and small. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, had imaging of her abdomen, would recommend CT abdomen pelvis for further evaluation of her abdominal pain. Next line, recommend high fiber diet with good water intake and fiber supplementation as needed.